Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Erin.
And today we're going to be looking at a really, really beautiful island called Palau.
Ooh.
Yeah. Have you ever been there before?
I haven't, but I have seen pictures of it and it looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about some things that happen to these beautiful places that might change them.
Yeah.
So for example, in Taiwan,
yeah,
there's the place called Ye Liao.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And it's where those kind of like rocks, they kind of stand up the wall.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't always been like this.
Yeah.
What happens is the water kind of like comes up and it
changes it.
It changes it. But like also humans?
People touch the rocks
yeah.
as well. And, you know, a lot of these places are really beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately, I think it's always, you know, kind of destroyed sometimes by
right.
natural causes or even by humans as
mm-hmm.
well. And even like the Great Barrier Reef
right.
in Australia,
mm-hmm.
it kind of is like that as well. And
mm-hmm.
I think what's great is because Palau is actually doing something to stop
right.
people or to stop even, you know, I think mostly people.
Mm.
Stop people from ruining or, you know,
right.
destroying these natural beauties. So.
Right. And, you know, we want it to be around for lots of people in the future, but if we don't do something to help right now,
mm-hmm.
they might not be there. So we're going to talk about something today that Palau is doing to sort of stop this destruction of its environment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started.
Reading.
The Palau Pledge, preserving the environment and culture. Beautiful Palau, a small island east of the Philippines, has experienced a huge rise in tourism in recent years. With its UNESCO-recognized rock islands and Jellyfish Lake, this may come as no surprise. However, the nation has responded to this trend in one big way. By changing its immigration policy. Now, all visitors must sign the Palau Pledge before entering the country. With this pledge, tourists are committed to protecting the natural environment and respecting local traditions. The pledge, which was adopted in December 2017, is the first immigration regulation of its kind. Experts believe its approach is likely to be successful. Studies have shown that soliciting written commitments from people, especially in front of others, is particularly effective. That's because people are given to changing their behavior to back up their word. When flying to Palau, visitors are required to watch an in-flight film about the pledge. What's more, a checklist of do's and don'ts is now inserted into every tourist's passport. One warns people not to step on coral, while another encourages them to support local businesses. Hopefully, these actions will help preserve Palau's natural and cultural resources for years to come.
All right, so let's mm-hmm. take a look at the article. It says, beautiful Palau, a small island east of the Philippines, has experienced a huge rise in tourism in recent years. So the island of Palau is very beautiful. Where is it? It's on the east of the Philippines. And a lot of people have been visiting there
mm-hmm.
these past few years.
That's right.
Now, they said that there has been a rise in tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tourism is the activity where people travel to places to visit for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what happens is the businesses also are affected as well. So like it brings different businesses to them. So like people working in the restaurant or
mm-hmm.
hotel or entertainment industry, they all have really good business with the tourism too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For example, we can say Taipei has seen a huge rise in tourism these last few years.
Well, that's good for Taipei
yeah.
too. All right. Well, with its UNESCO-recognized rock islands, that's the name of a place in Palau, and Jellyfish Lake, That's another place in Palau. This may come as no surprise. Now, this phrase, come as no surprise, is what we say when something is the opposite of a surprise. Now, we use this phrase to say that someone will not be surprised by certain information. For example, it should come as no surprise that Keith and Tara broke up. They were always fighting. Oh. So we knew they were going to break up. Just like people want to see these Jellyfish Lake and Rock Islands, of course they want to go see them.
I want to go.
Yeah, Jellyfish Lake looks amazing.
And they don't sting you. I remember these jellyfish are harmless, so you don't get hurt if you swim in this lake with them, and it's super cool.
Right. I think I remember seeing a picture, and they were pink, too.
I know,
it was like
so
pink clouds.
Okay, we need to plan a trip to go to Palau.
Yeah.
All right, it says, next in the article, it says, however, the nation has responded to this trend in one big way, by changing its immigration policy, right? Because so many people are going just to see these beautiful natural wonders, but at the same time, maybe too many people to the island could cause some damage to it. So
right.
They're changing its immigration policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about immigration, it just means when you enter or a country, you go there to visit the country. You can also try to live there as well, but that immigration process is a little bit more complicated. But immigration basically is going to another country and leaving the other country to either visit or to either live there.
Mm-hmm. Now, just a quick note, we did say that Palau responded to a trend in that sentence. I just want to let our students know that this trend is the idea that more tourists are visiting this small country.
Mm-hmm.
So this trend means that this is happening more. More people want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're changing their immigration policy. Now, immigration is something that we talk about a lot in, I guess, in the U.S. and Canada, because a lot of people come to live there or visit there, and we have certain policies that people have to follow. Now, there's a new policy here in Palau as well, and here it says, now all visitors must sign the Palau Pledge before entering the country.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't sign the pledge, you don't enter, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to sign that.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, let's find out what a pledge is. It's a promise or a serious agreement to do something, but it's made in public or officially. It's not just like, hey, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you are signing your name, and that way, if you break it, you will have to be responsible for breaking your promise, not to just to you or maybe your friend, but to many people, and in this case, the government.
Oh, very serious, too.
Right.
So when you sign it, you have to make sure you really follow it as
well.
Let's learn a little bit more about the pledge. It says, with this pledge, tourists are committed to protecting the natural environment and respecting local traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sign this pledge, basically it's a piece of paper that says you have to help protect our environment. You promise to protect the environment, and you also promise to respect us and to respect our traditions.
Now, you should do that anyways.
Yeah, of
but
course.
But not all tourists do, which is why the pledge.
Commit here is a verb, and it means to make a promise or to say that you will do something. For example, we can say many companies are committed to cutting down the use of plastics. It means that they are promising or they want to promise to cut down the use of plastics to help the environment.
Okay, so they've got this pledge, they make everyone sign it, and you says you're going to respect the environment, respect our tradition and our people, and you should do this. You should make this commitment. Now, here it also says the pledge, which was adopted in December 2017, is the first immigration regulation of its kind.
Mm.
Okay, so the first thing we need to know is that it was adopted in December 2017. This verb, adopt, means that when you adopt an idea or a method or a plan or a system, these kinds of things, you start using that thing or that system. Now, this is often formal. So you'll hear about a company adopting a new policy or a school adopting a new teaching style. It's not really just like, oh, I think I'm going to adopt a new haircut, something like that. This is something that happens officially. For example, the CEO has decided to adopt Anita's proposal, and the changes will go into effect next week.
Mm. So we can see here that this pledge is really something that people have not done before.
Right.
So that's why you say it is the first of its kind. Mm-hmm. And that means it's the first thing or the first person to do something.
Right.
So this pledge was the first of its kind. Mm-hmm. Now, many countries, you know, they don't really have this kind of rule.
No.
They don't really have this thing that you must sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people think that it's kind of given. We should know that we should respect other people's countries, right?
We should know that, but not everybody does.
Yeah,
so,
not everyone follows that. So this is why they say it's the first of its kind. Mm-hmm. For example, we can say this space shuttle was the first of its kind to go to Mars. That means no other space shuttle was built like this, and it can go to Mars now. So that's kind of cool.
Maybe there'll be lots more next.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so it was the first immigration regulation of its kind. Now, a regulation is an official rule or order. Now, this sentence is saying that the pledge is the first immigration rule like this in the world. Now, I bet if it becomes very popular there and if it works for Palau, it will work for other places too.
I think so.
All right, well, here's another way to use regulation. Construction workers must follow strict regulations when building a house.
Mm.
Otherwise, it might fall down.
Dangerous. Mm-hmm. All right, so what does it say next? The article says, experts believe its approach is likely to be successful.
Okay,
yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's openly telling people, you know, this is what you have to do. Make sure you respect it. If you don't, you have to pay the consequences.
And right.
I think that could really work.
Yeah, you know what? We do think that people should know this stuff, but not everybody gets taught this stuff by their parents. So here what the government in Palau is doing is just saying, no, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. If you do them, you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't hear that all the time. So it's, you know, everybody's got to do it. Now let's find out why experts do believe it will work. Here it says, studies have shown that soliciting written commitments from people, especially in front of others, is particularly effective. Now, what you're doing is you're soliciting a written commitment. To solicit something, that's a formal way of asking for help or money or information. So what they're doing is they're asking you to say you will do this to help the environment. Now, it's often used in official arenas, just like the other word was, such as to solicit money to help fund a big project, or open a business, or to solicit help to complete a big task that needs a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, here's another example. This charity solicits large donations from rich companies.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next it says in the article, that's because people are given to changing their behavior to back up their word.
Okay.
So we see here, let's first take a look at our shortcut for you phrase, be given to doing something. Let's take a look at what it means and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
Is George here yet?
No, not today. He's homesick with a cold.
Again? Oh, I really need him to finish those reports.
Yes, he is given to calling in sick.
Given to? What did he give you? Did he cough on you and give you his cold?
No, I'm fine. But to be given to doing something means to tend to do something often.
Oh, so to be given to doing something is 有某种倾向.
Yes. And now I should go.
Where are you going?
Our department meeting starts in 1 minute.
That's right. And you're given to being late for meetings.
I'll do my best to be on time.
Okay, so what we're saying here is that the government is asking people to sign this communication, or this commitment, in front of them because what happens is that people are more likely to change their behavior if they've made a promise in public.
Yeah.
And they've written their name and said, yes, I will do this. Now, they're going to change their behavior. Now, behavior are the things or the actions that a person or an animal does. Now, it's often described as good behavior, so helping others, doing your chores, listening to your teacher, and bad behavior, breaking the law, saying bad words, telling your mom no, all these kind of things.
Talking back to your parents.
Yeah, so we see the good things and the bad things, and we all know what they are. We don't always want to do them, but we're looking to change people's bad behavior, throwing garbage on the ground, touching the wildlife, and making it good behavior. All right, here's another example sentence. The teacher rewarded her students for their good behavior by throwing them a pizza party.
Yay! I love pizza parties.
Me too.
All right, so when we also saw the phrase here, to back somebody or to back something up, if someone or something backs up a statement, they supply evidence to suggest that it's true.
Okay.
Just to say that, hey, this is all the information that I found. This is the proof. So here is something to back up the proof. For example, if you're going to accuse Ed of stealing from you, make sure you have evidence to back up your statement. Make sure you have proof to say that Ed really did steal from you.
Right.
You also, this phrase can also mean to support someone or something. So in some ways we can say that if people back this pledge, it means that they support this pledge and that they support that people do this or they write this pledge so they don't hurt, you know, the natural wonders of this place.
Right. Well, I back this pledge.
I do too.
I give my support to this pledge. All right. Well, let's continue to find out what's going to happen here. It says, when flying to Palau, visitors are required, that means they need to, watch an in-flight film about the pledge.
Okay.
So the first thing you do is you watch the video or you watch the airline people tell you where the exits are and they play with the face mask and the seatbelt. And then you have to watch this movie. You don't have a choice. It's on your TV. You can't change the channel.
And it says, what's more, a checklist of do's and don'ts is now inserted into every tourist passport. So not only do you have to watch this video or this film, but you also have a list of things that you can do and things that you cannot do into your passport. So if you do something bad, they can say, hey, look, it was on this checklist and you signed it.
They're making it very easy for you.
Yeah. So we see that there's a checklist put inside your passport. Now, what is a passport? Of course, you guys should all know this. It's a document from the government of your country. And this document allows you to travel to different countries. And it also tells you who you are, where you're from, where you're born. It kind of tells you your whole identity. So, for example, this is very important when you travel. Don't forget to bring your passport when you travel, or else you cannot enter or leave the country.
Have you ever forgotten your passport?
I've had dreams where I forgot my passport, but those are very scary, so I always double check whenever I need to go out of the country. I'm like, I have my passport, I got it.
Yeah, we are the same. I always double check. Sometimes I triple check and quadruple check because I get those dreams too. Not a thing you want to happen.
I know.
Especially because the airports are so far away from cities. You can't just run back and get it.
And you plan, you know, it as well, so, man, it's scary.
Okay, well, let's find out what else is on this checklist, or what is on this checklist. It says, one warns people not to step on coral, while another encourages them to support local businesses.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, both things you should know. For the first one, don't step on coral. Now, coral is a small living sea creature that lives in large groups and looks like a plant. Now, we usually think coral is a plant because that's what it looks most like, but it's actually an animal. So, you will recognize coral because it's bright and lots of animals live inside it. They swim in it. It's lots of different colors.
It's like the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it's very cool to look at. Now, This living coral is in shallow water, and it's very important. It has a really big role. It protects islands. Okay, so protects islands from waves, typhoons, that sort of thing. But you will also notice dead coral very easily. It looks like white bone. It's very hard, it's very sharp, and it doesn't look very nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of the coral in the Great Barrier Reef is actually slowly becoming white because of global warming. So that's something that we also have to, you know, be aware of as well. We need to save the planet.
Yeah.
All right, so next, let's continue reading. The article says, hopefully these actions will help preserve Palau's natural and cultural resources for years to come. And that's definitely true. We should really try hard to preserve all of the things on Earth today. So when you preserve something, it means to keep something in its original state or to keep it in a good condition. So when we're trying to preserve the coral, it means we're trying to keep the coral in its healthy, colorful, cute way, cute look as well.
Right. That's healthy.
That's what you want to see when you go to the beach. Yeah. You want to see colorful coral.
But if you step on it, it will turn white.
Yes,
so don't do that. All right, well, we want these things to be healthy and to be beautiful for years to come. Now, this phrase, for years to come, for days to come, for weeks to come, etc., means that we're showing that something will continue for a certain amount of time in the future, hopefully many, many years. Here's another example. Bert bought water and other supplies for the days to come after the typhoon.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need that, just in case.
Yes.
All right, so that's great that, for example, Palau is doing something to help preserve their natural wonders. Maybe other countries will follow suit and we will have a better and more beautiful Earth.
I'd like to even see this in Taiwan.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, we have to finish up with the article. We won't go away quite yet, though. We will be back for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question today. What are some things that help promote and support an area's culture?
Well, I definitely think mascots help promote an area's culture. Because, you know, I think it's Kumamon.
Oh, he's like the bear.
Yeah, the bear. He's there too. He's kind of like the official bear of the area. Not many people go there to visit him.
Right.
So, for example, mascots can be a great way to help promote an area's culture.
This is a good one for Asia. We don't really do mascots like that at home in Canada, at least. But, you know, there's different areas in Japan have different mascots, and even in Taiwan. So, yeah, that's a good way to do it. Festivals.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Festivals. You get to try the local food.
Yes, yum.
You get to see maybe local dances and traditional costumes and things like that. I know Taiwan has a lot of Hakka festivals.
That's right.
And, you know, I don't know a lot about the Hakka culture. So it's interesting to see these things and sort of learn about the food and the kind of different...
Yeah, and their history and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea, too. Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys can talk about it. What are some things that can help promote or support maybe an area that you know or a culture that you know about or you want to learn about, you can talk about it with your classmates and friends. But that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Erin.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Palau Pledge. Preserving the environment and culture. Beautiful Palau, a small island east of the Philippines, has experienced a huge rise in tourism in recent years. With its UNESCO-recognized rock islands and jellyfish lake, this may come as no surprise. However, the nation has responded to this trend in one big way, by changing its immigration policy. Now, all visitors must sign the Palau Pledge before entering the country. With this pledge, tourists are committed to protecting the natural environment and respecting local traditions. The pledge, which was adopted in December 2017, is the first immigration regulation of its kind. Experts believe its approach is likely to be successful. Studies have shown that soliciting written commitments from people, especially in front of others, is particularly effective. That's because people are given to changing their behavior to back up their word. When flying to Palau, visitors are required to watch an in-flight film about the pledge. What's more, a checklist of do's and don'ts is now inserted into every tourist's passport. One warns people not to step on coral, while another encourages them to support local businesses. Hopefully, these actions will help preserve Palau's natural and cultural resources for years to come.
Vocabulary Review. Tourism. Tourism is very important for this small island's economy. Commit. The government is committed to creating new jobs for young people. Adopt. The factory wants to adopt some new technology to make it more efficient. Regulation. According to the regulations, companies must get rid of their waste in an environmentally friendly way. Behavior. The teacher has spoken to Miles on several occasions about his bad behavior. Passport. There was a mistake in Taiwan's new passport. It included a picture of an American airport.